Hello.
Hello, my name is Dominique, returning a call from customer support. How can I assist you?
What company are you with? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. We're a third-party call center that serves multiple companies and over 500 products. I do see where you left your number for us to give you a call back.
Hold on just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a company about travel. Hang on. I'm getting there. Give me just a second.
Okay. Take your time.
ResortSave.com.
Okay. And you, were you charged for anything?
My mother, she's 73, and she has dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And I found on her credit card statement two different charges. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm dropping my phone.
Okay.
I've got too much stuff in my hand. Sorry about that. Okay.
No, you're fine.
But yeah, I found two different charges on there, and the person I talked to earlier said that she called and arranged it, which I'm not saying she didn't, but she's
mm-hmm.
certainly not traveling anywhere, especially not by herself.
mm-hmm. And you're saying that it was a charge on her account, correct?
There was two. There was one for $642 and one for $796.
Oh, for travel? Yes, ma'am. We don't handle those type of things for travel.
Well, what company? I mean, I have several companies that I'm reaching out to.
So
I'm trying to figure out what company that you'd be calling from.
So yes, ma'am. We service actual, like, products. But I can take a look to see what we charged her for or what she's been charged for. Can you provide me with her zip code?
46123. No,
okay.
Yeah, that's right.
No, you're fine. And her first and last name?
Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A. Last name is C-O-R-D-E-S.
And I'm sorry, can you say the spell the first name again for me, please?
T-H-E-R-E-S-A.
Okay. Okay, so it doesn't show where we charged her anything. I searched her by her zip code and her first and last name.
So would you be affiliated with a company called Purchase Pure?
No, ma'am. Not Purchase Pure, no, ma'am. We're not.
Okay, ResortSave.com?
No, ma'am. And I can try to see if I can search her by the her phone number. Do you happen to have her phone number? Okay.
Yeah. It's 317-600-5781.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. The phone was going in and out. Can you say that again for me, please?
Sure. 317-600-5781.
Okay, just give me one second. Okay, I found an account under her name. And can you verify that shipping address for me, please?
6815 Park Square Drive, Avon, Indiana, 46123.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Just give me one second while this account loads, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I apologize. It's moving very slow.
Don't. Fine. Thank you for working with me here.
You're welcome. So what it looks like is, it looks like that she went in on May 13th and placed an order for the pulse. One second. Okay, so yes, on May 13th, it looks like she went in and placed an order for the pulse oximeter. Do she recall that by any chance, or do she know like someone could have placed that order with her card or something?
No, in fact, she doesn't have one because we've actually just recently spoke about that because she has asthma and she does not have one. So I was going to get her one.
With the pulse oximeter grid?
Yeah, but, what day did you say?
It was on May 13th where that order was placed.
May 13th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And it looks
would this have been a recurring bill?
Yes, ma'am, because what it is you pay just the shipping, so it was a free gift where she just paid just the shipping for that actual product. But after a certain amount of days, if you don't call in and get it canceled, it enrolls you into a monthly membership where you receive a $135 voucher in your email to make purchases to the online Factory Direct store. However, if she would have called in and canceled within that certain amount of time frame, or whoever placed the order within that certain amount of time frame, then she would have still received the product, but she wouldn't have been enrolled into that membership.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Yes, ma'am. But I can get this account canceled, so she's not
okay.
Build anything moving forward. Yes, ma'am. So just give me 1 second.
Was her recurring amount? Was it like $56.95?
1 second, I can take a look to that. So yes, ma'am, it was.
Okay. That helps me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm just trying to keep track of this mess I'm sorting out here.
Yes, ma'am. And I did go ahead and get... And you did say that she didn't place this order, correct?
She said she didn't, but I don't know. She may have. I don't know.
Okay. So I did
remember
go...
placing the order.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Okay. And do you see that product? Because the product was delivered to her home. Do you see that product anywhere? Because she can keep it, but we're just trying to make sure that, you know, it's not anything fraudulent going on, because we do take fraud very seriously.
I have never seen one there, and I know she told me she didn't have one, but again, she clearly has memory issues, so I don't know.
Okay.
Do you want to hold on just a second and I can call her?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, honestly. She's okay. Not really clarified.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am, I just went ahead and got that account canceled. Would you like that cancellation number?
Are you sending emails canceling as we speak?
Yes.
Across our email.
Okay.
Just send that email? Sorry, I just brought my dog outside.
You're fine. And yes, ma'am, I can send that over to the email. I can request for that to be sent over.
Okay.
Okay, so I did go ahead and request for that to be sent over in an email. And she should receive that within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.